The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Everybody knows sagebrush's role in the wind, but did you know they talk to each other? When an insect munches on a sagebrush leaf, the wound releases volatile compounds. They waft into the air and incite other leaves to mount a chemical defense in preparation for attack. Internal signaling via the stems doesn't seem to communicate that particular message in sagebrushes. The leaves of nearby sagebrush plants overhear and respond defensively, as do those of the damaged individual itself. But a plant's reaction is stronger to its own chemical warnings than to those issued by strangers. Recently, biologists measured how much damage sagebrushes suffer when they spend a summer next to either a wounded clone of themselves or a wounded individual that wasn't related. Insect damage was 42% lower in plants that had received airborne messages from their clones. Botanists conclude that the volatile cue has a chemical signature to which the sender is most sensitive. That signature may be determined genetically. The ability to distinguish self and family from others is an evolutionary prerequisite to favoring kin and competition.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.